Gun control advocates hope to shift the balance of power in Olympia. We'll get them a handful of new gun laws passed in this session. But, Hannah, I can't believe the NRA is just going to let this happen. Hannah Scott has been covering this story.
Dave, there was a hearing in the Senate Law and Justice Committee on five gun safety bills yesterday, including a ban on bump stocks, limits on high-capacity magazines, enhanced background checks for assault weapons, new laws requiring safe storage of guns, and undoing what's known as the state's preemption law, which would allow cities and counties to make their own gun regulations. The hearing drew a massive crowd of about 1,000 people, with hundreds signing up to have their say on either side. Some of the most passionate testimony, though, was about the proposed ban on bump stocks, a modification that allows a semi-automatic to fire more rapidly, similar to a fully automatic, and a device that was used in the Las Vegas shooting massacre over the summer that killed 58 people, including Seattle resident Kerry Parsons, whose family urged lawmakers to pass that bump stock ban.
The bump stock modification on the AR-15 that murdered Kerry increased the gun's rate of fire to 9 rounds per second. Think of that. A 30-round magazine could be emptied in just over 3 seconds. Nobody stood a chance.
Parsons' mother begged lawmakers to pass that bump stock ban, along with the enhanced background checks on assault weapons and limits on the high-capacity magazines, as did Emily Cantrell and Kyle Helms, a Seattle couple who survived the Las Vegas shooting.
Assault weapons took multiple lives that night. I did my best to keep one of the victims I helped alive, but he was shot in the heart, and although he was conscious, did not make it in the end.
We were sitting ducks with no way to fight back. We ran, we dived, and with each new round of bullets pouring down on us, my emotions changed from being scared to having complete hatred to whoever was doing this to wondering when we were all going to die.
Snohomish County Deputy Prosecuting Attorney Adam Cornell also testified in support of these bills, suggesting that the enhanced background checks on assault weapons could have made a difference in the 2016 Mukilteo house party shooting that killed 3 teens and severely injured a fourth.
It should not have been so easy for this angry 19-year-old to purchase an assault rifle that he didn't intend to use for hunting animals. It was an assault rifle that he used with the intention of hunting humans. And that's exactly what he did. It certainly should not have been easier for the gunman in that case to buy a rifle than it was for him to purchase a firearm.
But those testifying in favor of the new bans and limits were met with equal force, of course, from those against the proposals, including Alan Gottlieb with Bellevue-based Citizens for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms, who says they all go too far, even that bump stock ban.
This bill prohibits possession of so-called trigger devices that allegedly increase the rate of fire of some semi-automatic firearms. While the bill references bump stocks, it goes far beyond those devices. These devices do not turn a semi-automatic firearm into a machine gun. In fact, sometimes it lowers the rate of firepower and accuracy.
And Gottlieb says the proposal to ban the sale of new magazines that hold more than 10 rounds is also a big overreach.
The greater impact of the magazine ban would be on handgun owners. More than 500,000 Washington residents are licensed to carry a concealed handgun for the personal protection, and preferred firearm is a semi-automatic pistol. The most popular selling handguns these days almost all have capacity magazines over 10 rounds.
And the NRA rep who showed up echoed all of those criticisms. They all even spoke against another bill for safe storage, which would require gun owners to keep their weapons locked up to keep kids and criminals from getting a hold of them. If a person not allowed to have a gun does get a hold of it and uses it in a crime, that gun owner could be charged and sued. While many spoke in favor of that one, again, critics say it goes too far, including Republican Senator Linda Wilson.
What it does is it creates civil liability for individuals who don't lock up their firearms during the commission of a crime. So if my firearm is stolen and they burglarize or rob me or worse, and my firearm is stolen or taken from me, and if I live, I could be sued civilly. Safe storage would be different for every one of us. I don't have children in my home, and so I can store mine differently. The bill doesn't tell us where and how to store our firearms.
I spoke to Senator Wilson by phone after this hearing to just get an idea of where Republicans on that committee stood as far as these gun control bills go. And she told me she's against all five of them as written because they're too broad. The bump stock ban is scheduled to be voted on in committee today and is the only bill so far that has some Republican co-sponsors. It's not clear right now, though, whether any will make it all the way to the governor's desk. Democrats have just a one-vote majority in the Senate and two votes in the House, and at least one Democratic representative has told the Seattle Times this morning that he's against all five of these bills.
So the bump stock bill does have some Republican support?
It does have some Republican support. I believe two Republican co-sponsors right now.
Thank you, Hannah.
You bet.
Hannah Scott.